I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged, folks used to call me Patches. Pa used to tease me about it, but down inside he was hurting because he'd done the best he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education daddy never had, but he did wonders when the times got bad. But a little money from the crops we raised barely paid the bills we made. Oh, life whipped him down to the ground, and when he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. And that day, Papa called me to his dying bed, placed his hands on my shoulders, and in tears he said, he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. 2 days later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told my mom I wanted to quit school, but she said that was daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt like a fool. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. Then I remembered what my daddy said with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. One day a strong rain came, washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I felt like I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. Mama knew what I was going through. Every day I had to work the fields, but that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to face another day. Years have passed, everybody's grown. My mama is resting in a brand new home. God knows it took a lot of sweat and tears, and my daddy's voice helped us through the years. He said, I'm depending on you, son, to hold my family through. My son is all left up to you. My daddy had been sick for a long time, flat on his back. And every evening after we finished our chores and had some dinner, we'd all go running to Papa's room, try to make him feel a little bit better. Now this day I remember just like it was yesterday. We were all gathered in Papa's room, when all of a sudden he had that pain in his chest again, pain that I was too young to understand. Papa had been suffering with a heart attack. Mama rushed all of us out of the room into the hallway. There we stayed for about 15, 20 minutes. Then I heard a call out to me. Patches. Patches, boy, you better come on in here. Your daddy wants to see you. I went running to Papa's room, and there he lay there with tears in his eyes. Ain't never seen my daddy cry before. He put his hands on my shoulders and said, Patches, boy, the hammer of life done beat your poor daddy down to the ground. And I ain't got nobody to help you more with the younger. So, son, I want you to promise me you're going to help your mom much as you can when your daddy has to leave here. But right then, I said, Pa, I'm going to do my best. But little did I know back then, like I know now, trying to climb life's mountain, searching for a top where there ain't no top, sometimes you get a little frustrated. Don't know what y'all do, but every time I feel like I can't climb life's mountain, I hear daddy's voice back there saying, Patches, boy, I'm depending on you. Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull my family through. My son is all up to you. I know he's up there somewhere watching over me saying, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. Every time I feel like I can't climb life's mountain, I hear Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son is all left up to you. Lord, what would I have done without daughter's voice said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest.